Blog Talk Radio.
Well, back on. This is Scott Hensler at Scott Hensler Network. Just in the few days in between broadcasts, the amount of information that has been brought forth, not by the news media, but by those watchmen, those who are willing to reveal the truth, is staggering. I've long said in my teachings and my books and my broadcasts that the deception that has been placed on the people, we see that the Jews are deceived about Jesus Christ. We see that Hitler was deceived in thinking that he could take over the world. We see that Muslims are deceived in thinking that they have to kill Christians. And we're deceived in thinking that it was okay to eliminate 60 million children in this country. And so here we are with everything coming to a head. So if you do the math, you'll find if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. And so what is behind this deception, this lie? Well, it is Satan. And this order that has been placed into our civilization from virtually day one is now ready to implement the last order to bring it all down. And that means, as I've been saying, and I wish that I had been doing this years ago. You know, I've been doing deliverance for a very long time, but I've always been behind the scenes and just, you know, being a good exorcist and casting out demons. When I should have been a lot more vocal. So I wished I had moved forward. I was really relying on others, though there is a lot of information out there that has been, you know, that has been brought out and is being released to us by those that are drawing the sword. Even though they tell us what's going on, they're not telling us exactly what to do. And when I say that, this is a spiritual battle. I can remember being given a hard time back here during the pre-elections. About my comment that voting right now really isn't going to make any difference. You may, in the local governments, move somebody out, but when you go across the board, it's already too late. The infiltration of the Illuminati, the Council on Foreign Relations, those that are the Luciferian doctrines, has been well seated in our government for a very long time. And as I've said, because of the church, the Christian church that has been teaching doctrines of predestination and wealth, prosperity, and the pre-trib rapture, we've got a massive amount of those who could have been warriors are now ill-equipped, unable to battle, unable to fight, do not know how to battle or pray, spiritually warfare. And so they're literally at a loss, and they themselves are deceived because they're still thinking that they're going to be raptured out of here before this tribulation comes. But that's not what the book of Revelation says. And so as I deal with deliverance, as I've been dealing with many people recently that have been extremely heavily infected with demons. And when I say infected, bordering on with total possession and at a minimal demonization. Now, in my book, Second Heaven Invasion, I go into quite amount of detail on possession versus demonization, which really is kind of an area that goes back and forth, because if you are manifesting and you're doing things that you didn't want to do, that are causing you to do things that are inappropriate, that are destructive, that are going to harm not only yourself but other people, including your family. And there's times that you may, after you've done something or you've realized that you've done something, then you stand there and say, what in the world just happened? And this is increasing, by the way. We're seeing, like, this beheading in Oklahoma. What a horrific situation. God bless the family, that the woman victim that happened to. And that is only the starts. And it's been brought out to my attention, and I wasn't even connecting the dots, that the black mask ceremonies did take place there just several weeks prior. And so whenever you allow evil to get a foothold and do not stand against it, hence the Christian church, hence those that think that they're not going to have to battle in war, they've allowed evil to literally run amok. That has set the stage for where we are right now. Now, the Tetrad, that blood moons that are coming up here on October 8th, you know, the last one was back in April, so there's four of them that are going to take place all the way into 2015. When 2008 rolled around, I can't tell you how many people, and I'm sure you did yourself, especially 2012, that you knew there was a change in the air, in the spirit realm, within your spirit, within your soul. You knew something had happened. Well, it had. There had been a handing of the torch in the demonic from the Luciferian bushes to the Illuminati Obama. And we go all the way back, all the way through. So it isn't. This isn't left-right paradigm. This isn't Republican-Democrat. This isn't conservative-liberal. This is a situation that literally affects all of us. It doesn't matter whether you are an atheist. Doesn't matter whether you're Christian. Doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or you're a Catholic. Whether you're Muslim. We're all in this together. In that Satan, since we're made in the image of God, doesn't matter what your religion is, as a people that have a spirit that God, being the Father of spirits, has put into us, we're all Satan's enemies. Now, until you come to Christ, you are God's enemy, even though he loves you. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay for the sins that was first done in the Garden of Eden, causing the fall of man, the curse to come upon the ground, the curse to come upon men and women and children. And so through time, as we are now several thousand years later, has, as I mentioned, has come to full term. And so as we see our own government, as we see Obama, as we see the CDC, we see Homeland Security, we see all of them standing down, refusing to address the situation at hand. Now, as a electronic designer, engineer, technician, if I ran into issues or problems with something that I was working on or designing, I had to go to the root cause. What the heck is wrong with this thing? Why will it not work? Why is it maybe working once in a while? And so by just, you know, breezing over the obvious, then I'm not really taking care of the situation. And that's exactly what's going on now, but it's intentional. Because if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. If you do the math, you'll know that this whole thing is a effort to destroy the United States, to bring in the New World Order, to to cause the United States to come apart, so it's not a superpower to stand against the others, to stand against the demonic. Hence my book, Second Heaven Invasion. The second heaven is the spirit realm, the fourth dimension. This is where things take place outside of time, outside of the physical realm, and it's being breached through the sins that are being committed by man. So in 2009, when I, even though I had been in the deliverance ministry for many years at that point, the realization that man himself is actually the ones who are going to cause this to happen. Now, it's demonically influenced, and so those people who are deceived, that are being puppeteered, that are being controlled to do their business of their father, they are their father of the devil, and by allowing the destruction to take place, by willfully allowing millions and billions of people to die, to be destroyed, not just in a quick sweep, but horribly, through Ebola, through any of the other biological weapon-grade viruses that are out there. Ebola is a weapon-grade virus. This was intentionally placed, was intentionally brought into the United States. It's taken hold with a couple cases as I speak, and since the gestation period, the time in which the virus takes hold in a person can be, 18, 20, 21, 22 days as a carrier and not even know it. So it's even though there's a few cases right now, the next couple of days are going to reveal to us just how badly embedded this really is. Now, interesting that the blood moon coming up here on the 8th, October 8th, is coming into hand. Now, I'm not an expert on the Old Testament. I'm not into the timelines as well as some other people, but there are things that are obvious. I've done the math. I see what's going on. I'm just a dumb old exorcist. I'm somebody who deals with the demonic in individuals. I see them manifest. I see what spirits that are in there. And I see that it is not business as usual. This is increasing the strength or power over an individual. Now, I want to clarify that Satan, his fallen angels, and demons do not have power unless you give it to them. So as I mentioned in 2009, when I realized that man himself is the one who's bringing this plight upon us, it is us in our sins, us that are looking to other gods, us that are doing things that are to the contrary of God's word. It's abominations, sins, blood sacrifices, sexual immorality, these things that give the demonic a, quote, legal right. And by giving them legal right, then they can come from the second heaven, from the fourth dimension, from the spirit realm, to manifest, to take hold, to infest into an individual, to infect, just like I mentioned, that it to be demonized doesn't mean that you are a, quote, demon. It means that you have received unclean spirits. Much like you receive a virus like the Ebola, you're not the Ebola. You have the Ebola virus. And so what we're seeing is what I'm seeing in deliverance, meaning the exorcisms, with this increase that those people who are heavily infected have had this actually in their bloodline for some time. So that means that grandpa was a Mason, grandma practiced witchcraft, maybe your mother might have indulged in different incubus spirits. The perversion of God's people is what Satan wants, because by defiling the body, by defiling who we are, being made in the image of God, is how Satan is getting back at God. Now, for those who willfully sin, this is a open door that allows demonic to have you. Okay? Much like if you were to, let's say, venture out. Let's say you're a nerd and you go into a biker bar. Okay? Now, if you're that stupid, you're going to get what's coming to you, and that is the fact that somebody like yourself that goes into a place that is full of people that when they drink, they tend to not be so nice. Now, of course, I'm not talking about all bikers. I'm giving a representation of what the Hell's Angels were and those that can be less cordial to those who may not be up to the standards or the perceived standards of an individual that considers themselves a hard biker. So you go into a bar, you walk up to the bar itself, and you order a glass of milk. Now, if you last more than 10-15 seconds after that, then God must have his hand on you. But eventually, you're going to be not in a very good position. So when you deal in the spirit realm and you sin, you're going into the bar, a biker bar, ordering a glass of milk. You were literally laughing in the face of the demonic by doing your sins, not knowing that they are actually laughing at you. Because they may have, through an iniquitous pull, pulled you into iniquity. Meaning that in your generational sins and in your curses, that you have given them legal right. So those who are in the Illuminati, those who are in the occult, those who practice the Luciferian doctrines, have been fooled into thinking they can go into the bar and order a glass of milk, and nothing will happen to them. Well, there may be a time that, just like the bikers would do in the bar, where they would tease them and have a little fun and maybe even be nice to them, like they're going to be their buddy. They've befriended, okay? And then it's one certain point of time, the fun's over with, and then the rubber meets the road. And so it's the same thing with the demonic. When Satan is done with you, when the demons are done with you, just like they lit up a cigarette and finished it, they're going to put you out like you're the butt of the cigarette. You're done. You no longer have any worth to them. Now, you had no worth other than your sin giving them a legal right. So I'm trying to set the stage for the understanding that to commit such things is death. Pornography is death. Sex outside of marriage is death. Drug use is death. Doing occult practices is death. Anything that is the exact opposite of the Holy Spirit is divination. In the Old Testament, people were put to death. Now, one of the reasons for this is that since you did it, then you gave the demonic legal right to you in your bloodline. This is why Freemasonry is so devastating to a family. This is why those who practice witchcraft have issues in their families. Now they have children that are sick, mentally ill, ill behaviors, all kinds of issues, including full demonic manifestations. And so that meant that in the old days, before Jesus Christ, that really the only way to clean that up was to eliminate the bloodline. And so they were put to death. Now, spirits, meaning unclean spirits, familiar spirits, deception, deceiving spirits, these spirits cannot die by our hands, but they are certainly under the, we have all power and authority over them. So when an individual that may have been put to death dies, it doesn't mean the spirit died. It means that then the spirit leaves that person, that body, because the body is now not useful to them, and they move on to a relative. It goes down through the bloodline. Or they may transfer to someone else who was engaged in that same sin that opened the door for them to come in. So I can't tell you how many people I've talked with, and they say, just like that, like a light switch or something drastically happened, I was sitting there looking at the internet, dabbled in pornography, and all of a sudden something entered into me. or I was doing something else and then I felt like something entered into me and I was never the same since. Well, when I investigate into them and their family and friends, that maybe there was someone who died that unexpectedly or possibly, you know, was terminally ill, and those spirits then left them and then transferred into that individual. I see this with spouses a lot. I can remember I was working with a woman that, and when I say working, I meant deliverance, that she had these horrible anxieties, and that's why she came in. And while I'm ministering to her and praying, I said, you know, I got a word from the Lord, and I said, so your husband had, you know, these anxiety issues? And she said, yes. In fact, he was bedridden from him. He was so bad. And I said, so then after your husband, your dead husband, when he passed on, then you then received it. And she said, well, I never really thought about it, but you're right. Actually, from that point forward is really when it took hold. So that's exactly what happens. And so we see the sins of the fathers that are transferred onto the children. Now, that can continue on through the bloodline, on and on and on. Now, some would say, you know, only the second, third, fourth. No, if there is a open door then in the children, then through their iniquitous pull, then they perpetuate, they continue. The kinetic energy continues on with their sins, and they're brought into it deeper and deeper and deeper. Now, I say that to say this, that those that are in government, those that have allowed things to get to where they are right now, they literally have cursed themselves and their family members. So nobody gets away with anything. God is going to punish the chaff, is going to be separated from the wheat, those who were in iniquity, those who were servants of Satan. They are going to pay the ultimate price. That is that they will lose their eternity with the Father. They will be cast, as we see in the book of Revelations, into the fiery pit, into the lake of fire. And so this is a lose-lose situation. And so when you do the math and when you step back and you look at the whole picture, you wonder how in the world did that even happen? How could anyone think that there's more than one God and that their sins will not be brought before, you know, the judgment, the Bema seat? And so to dissect this, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring this down for you to understand that we are now so far down that whether it's Obama, whether it's Congress, whether, you know, it's those in the Homeland Security, the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, U.S. Marshals Office, Border Patrols, the infection rate of our government with demonic spirits that are deceiving, destructive, murderous, that all of us are going to be feeling the impact of this. Doesn't matter who you are. Again, remember I said it doesn't matter whether you're atheist or Christian or Catholic, Mormon. I don't care what you are, Muslim. The amount of impact, as it happens all at once, is going to be so horrific that it will virtually affect all of us. We see in the book of Revelation where peace was taken from the earth. So our sins that we've done in this country as a corporate, meaning the United States of America, with the allowing of abortion and allowing sexual perversion to continue, has literally put us in a position. God is slow to anger. He wishes none should perish. But there's a point in time where he draws the line. And just as we see in the Old Testament, where he would send a prophet out to witness to a city, you know, to a group of people, and some would repent, and some would not, and destruction followed. And so Sodom and Gomorrah is a perfect case of this. And we see where even Israel over and over and over again would have a good king and then have a bad king. And so today we're going to see, because there's nothing new under the sun, and so we're going to see what history has told us and taught us. You know, I was just watching one of the channels for World War II and World War I, the Japanese, the Nazis, the Italians, the Russians, the United States, the British, the chaos that was going on during the war and the amount of people that died, especially in certain battles, absolutely horrific. Well, we see that with Vietnam, Korea, even after World War II, and we get into Afghanistan and Iraq wars, that the amount of destruction against the innocent, against children, against women, against those who were not a part of it, still happened. Because the sins of those who were in charge of the nation are guilty, and so therefore everyone underneath it pays the price. And so we as citizens in the United States have been sent a curse called Obama, called the Bushes. And so here we are going to reap what we sowed. But those who are repentant, those who understand who they are in Christ, that are truly trying to make a difference, that are in prayer, that are spiritually worn, who are seeking deliverance to remove those spirits that came in through their past sins. Because as I mentioned, the manifestations that are taking place, you need to remember, people, I'm not working with non-Christians, I'm working with Christians. And so if you're not going to be delivered, if you're not going to repent, if you're not going to reach out to the Most High God and cry out through the blood of the Lamb to be cleansed. Now, our sins have been paid past, present, and future by Jesus Christ on the cross. There is no question about that. The law was fulfilled. It was not ended. That means that those who willfully sin can be brought back underneath the law, giving the legal right for the demonic to have you again. So here we are several thousand years after Jesus Christ, and through the generations, the amount of sins that have been built up since the reset date, let's just call that a reset button, in a sense, that today we're dealing with generational curses. Now, those who deny that, those who email me, those who say, well, curses can't be on Christians, Christians can't have demons. Well, I'll tell you what, you need to come with me on an average day and read the emails I get, see the deliverances I do, and the difference after a person repents. And these are people who love the Lord. There's no question. They know who Jesus Christ is. They've accepted him. They know who God is, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Bible. But yet, they're under a curse from their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, or themselves, before they were Christian, were into pretty heavy sins. And so they have not been delivered yet. Now, Jesus Christ, through the Great Commission, commanded the apostles and the 70 to go out and heal the sick, set the captives free. We've talked about this. This was prophesied in Isaiah 61. But the church today is not doing it, at least for the most part. There are some, and God bless you if you are doing that, because I know that you're taking the brunt, you're taking the weight of what the churches should be, the distribution amongst the people into the churches. They're not doing it. So we have millions of Christians that are lost, that are broken, that are wounded, that are sick, that have lost faith, do not understand the power that has been given to all of us through the blood of the Lamb, because the churches didn't teach it. So when I pray for an individual, when I lay hands on them, and I find out what's going on, you know, what the sin was, what the legal right was, what the generational curse was, have them renounce, have them repent, break it, verbally speaking it into the spirit realm. I break this generational curse off of so-and-so, their bloodline, and all future generations, and continue down through different scenarios of what's going on with them. Cast the demon out. You need to cast, you can't just break the curse, you need to cast the demon out. Close and seal the doors. And from that point forward, then if there's been destruction on their mind and body, meaning that they've been sick for so long, maybe their kidneys are failing, they have heart murmurs, they have even cancers. From there, we go right into healing. Now, many people are actually healed the moment that the demons leave. But sometimes if there's destruction, and by the way, this is God's order. I just simply follow what the Holy Spirit's saying. So there's no real formula. There's some basics that I deal with when I do deliverance. But basically, you just you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Because everybody's unique, everybody's different. Just as if, you know, we all have different personalities. We can have all variances of sin. Just like I've mentioned that those who have dealt with borderline personality disorder, that's a combination of multiple personalities, which I refer to as alters, and the specific demonic order that has been placed to them through witchcraft. Witchcraft is basically in all these disorders. And so by systematically going through, breaking their curses, casting out the demons, then restoring their mind again, because now they need to relearn who they are, because they've been someone else so long as a matter of survival, to survive each day with pain and worry and anxieties and anger and hate and all the things that can literally manifest in these types of situations, and to restore them. So that means that the church, if they had been doing this all along, that if you're dealing with issues and you're hearing this broadcast, you shouldn't have those issues. It's not your fault, though some churches will condemn you. They'll tell you that because you don't have enough faith, it is your fault. See, that's a lie. And that through through conviction of the Holy Spirit, you realize that you are a sinner, but you surrender to God. You surrender to Jesus Christ. But what Satan do? He brings in condemnation. And so if someone condemns you for what you're doing, then just as Paul said, they're nothing but a clanging cymbal, because if they have not love, then they're not approaching you correctly. Now, those that are dealing with other issues, with drug abuse, with sexual addictions, maybe the incubus, succubus spirit, and by the way, this past week, there's been some other broadcasts from other hosts that have discussed this. This never went away. I've been dealing with people with this, and again, when I say dealing, I mean in the deliverance ministry, that this has been here all along, because I can't believe sometimes how many people have these spirits that come to them at night that that attack them even in the day. And so recently, there's been like 5 cases, and very severe, to where pain has been inflicted, which is not uncommon, and things that happen sexually, even though it's spirits, it's the only way you can explain it, because there's no other way to explain it, and that many people, especially women, are literally raped, and it can still happen to men. And I've even dealt with people that have been so bad that they've had to seek medical attention. And of course, when they go to the hospital and there may be a discussion of rape because of the bruising and so forth and those things, but then there's no DNA left behind. And so it's simply dismissed as as some kind of psychological disorder where they may have inflicted this onto themselves, and so therefore they consider the individual as a mental case, that they are doing this through grief, through anxieties, through hatred, when in fact it's actually demonic. Now, those things that I just mentioned may actually be a part of what goes along with it, but when we, as I mentioned, as a troubleshooter, as an engineer, you need to get to the root cause. Well, if you are a individual that has heavy sins, that you were a, quote, heavy sinner, and that you have not repented, you have not renounced, you have not been delivered, then you're going to be victimized. Again, it's not your fault. But I have seen people, both men and women, who for some reason will not walk away from these things. Now, if you've been tormented for a very long period of time, as I mentioned before, it becomes who you are. It becomes a part of your personality. You've hardwired yourself in self-preservation to act in certain ways, to avoid pain, to project onto other people, because the ugliness and the issues that are within inside of you are so bad that when you look into a mirror, instead of looking at yourself, you want to turn the mirror so that reflection is actually onto somebody else. It's called projecting. And I know that some of you have been victimized by this. I've seen it firsthand. I've even dealt recently in a deliverance when that was being done to me. And it's, again, you know, nothing new under the sun. It's just another day in the office. It's just the way it is. And not to take offense, especially when you're a deliverance ministry. Because the moment someone comes through the door or you go to somebody, you just never know what you're going to get. Every day is different in some way, but it's still the same spirits, the same grouping, the same familiar, the same deceiving, or the same unclean, but in different groupings, with different power, with different sin availability to allow them to go so far. So if you are dealing with a incubus or succubus spirit, or have in the past, you need to remember that as we move forward with the things that are happening today, that if a incubus or succubus spirit situation comes up, that means there's a, quote, breach of the spirit realm. Remember the second heaven, the fourth dimension? That means that there's something, some open door that you have that has allowed this demons to come through. Excuse me. Now, that means that when a door is open, that door can be closed because of what Jesus Christ did. But if you haven't been taught, if you don't know who you are, if you are oblivious to what spiritual warfare is all about, and thank goodness for Paul the Apostle, being a vessel of Jesus Christ, who was personally trained by Jesus Christ and is also set above the gifts compared to the other apostles and able to write the epistles of Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, these things to inform us, to instruct us, to show us how to war. And the church hasn't been doing it. So here we are, dealing with these issues. Now, time goes by so quickly here, I just kind of wanted to go over what is today, and that is ISIS itself is in place, okay? Again, it's here because of the sins of our government, okay, and the people. NSA would know because of the satellite viewing with the phone conversations, with the ability to intercept on the internet, they know exactly what's going on. In fact, Arizona, down around Fort Huachuca, is one of the premier communication reception facilities to receive radio signals of all types. So even if they're trying to do two-way radio, to to use this as a counterinsurgence method of understanding the enemy and what to do. So NSA, CIA, FBI, they all know they're down there in Mexico. They all know that the Muslims are down there with bases working with Mexico. And with the open borders that they've already come across, we already know that some of the suitcase bombs that have come in from the Soviet during Cold War, they're all in place. And so to deny and not to board up the borders, to lock them down, to continue to allow air travel, doesn't make sense. So when you do the math, then obviously Obama and our government officials are in cahoots, okay? That means they're in bed with them. They're part of it. It's a jihad. Here we are today dealing with people who have taken over this government that are full of deceiving, murderous, lying, destructive spirits that are willing to allow the innocent, the children of this country, the women of this country, the good men of this country to perish and die. Now, banks closing, stock market crashes. You wait till Ebola takes a hold. The stock market is just going to completely go down. There'll be a bank bail-in. Martial law is going to be brought in. The manifestations, as I mentioned with Incubus and Succubus and some of the others, if you're dealing with hearing voices and you're being terrorized by demons, these are going to increase. I will guarantee it. Now, those who taught evolution and those who accept it, you need to understand, people, that whole thing was placed in there to cover up the Nephilim, meaning the offspring of the Nephilim, the giants, that these grave sites, these bones that they find, these are hybrids. These are different abominations that were formed before and after the flood. And that those who were part of the Illuminati that came in to set up camp, so to speak, to bring upon a deception of saying that these are Neanderthals, that these are Homo sapiens erectus, these things that are nothing more than a lie to make us think that in evolution we're actually part of some slime that came out of a swamp, and that we're evolved from apes or we evolved from something else. Well, God's word is very clear in that things will come from their own kind, okay? But through the fallen angel technology, through the infiltration of the DNA of man, then the corruption that has taken place, a lot of the bones that we see are of during Genesis 6, during the book of Enoch. This is what's taken place. So the universities, Arizona State University is a part of this. Even the military will move in on certain grave sites that have been found, and they'll excavate, they'll take this all out of there and say that it belonged to some erectus or some other type of man from previous, when in actuality it was a hybrid, it was a giant, it was some kind of beast, animal, monster that was created, which by the way was part of the 200 fallen angels on Mount Hermon, that then came into the daughters of man, meaning human women, started this whole thing. We also saw that was before the flood. We see it after the flood. And so this corruption through transhumanism that's taking place, that's been taking place, possibly as far back as World War II with Hitler, that today, as this all comes to a head, you know, I was just watching something on TV the other day about the black-eyed children. It wasn't the Christian perspective. It was, you know, the stranger than fiction, the paranormal. But there's a lot more cases than I thought were out there through the testimony of the people who are thinking that they're Martians or they're some kind of aliens, you know. No, that's a demonic situation of transhumanism. And since these creatures, these beasts, are an abomination, the spirit that they have within them are demonic. It has nothing to do with God. So my point is this, in the book of Revelation and so forth, we see that the beasts of the field will come and devour man. And so these things that are coming upon the earth, as Scripture says, will cause men's hearts to fail them. So we're seeing a lot more craziness in the wilderness, so to speak, more bear attacks, more wolf attacks. So those animals can be demonized, demon-possessed. And so right here, even in Idaho, the last count that I heard was over 1,000 wolves. Well, I'm not too far from Montana here. They've got a lot more. And these very large carnivores are capable of ripping a man apart in a very quick, short period of time. And we see over in Russia, in these areas, that the wolves that they have over there are running in packs of hundreds. Could you imagine 100, 200, 300, 600 wolves coming into a particular city? The chaos and disaster that would take place, bears alone. So the manifestations that are coming, you know, we got this blood moon coming up here. That's another stepping stone towards the breach of the spirit realm. That's why these things are in the Old Testament, telling us what's going to happen. These are part of prophecy, and that man has not repented. Fukushima, the radiation, dealing with that alone is contaminating at such a horrific rate, and the news media is not covering it. So those who were still eating fish and clams and, you know, shellfish and so forth that are from that area, I'll tell you what, I've stopped all of that. I want nothing to do with it. When airlines, the stewardesses, the flight attendants, when their hair is falling out, when they're getting rashes on their body because they're flying, you know, they're up in altitudes that are more susceptible to the radiation that's coming from there, that's a pretty strong indication just how bad the infection rate is. Where starfish go in two different directions and rip arms off by themselves because their bodies have literally turned on them. And so this contamination of the earth is just one step further into this chaos. And you know, I'm not a fatalist, people. I'm trying to get you to understand that the only way through this is through the blood of the Lamb, through Jesus Christ. And by avoiding this, by just reading and listening to the mainstream media that's not telling you anything, when it all comes down, it's going to be like a bomb going off. I mentioned that before, that when trauma hits you, you're so disoriented, you don't know up from down. And so you need to be spiritually prepared. And if you've got blocking spirits, if you've got deceiving spirits in you, and you're not able to comprehend the Bible, this is why deliverance is so important. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because you need to be cleansed, healed, and ready for what's coming. Now, this Ebola thing, this is one of our worst nightmares. The way that a person, their symptoms from Ebola is terrifying. There are other viruses out there that will do this. People bleed, they vomit, everything comes out of every orifice. It is terrible. And that being transmitted through bodily fluids, it's the perfect weapon. Now, being that in my opinion, it is a weaponized virus, meaning that it was done in a lab and intentionally sent out there and even brought into the United States. It was just a matter of time with, you know, our borders being down and travel being allowed into countries that where they have the epidemics. This is, like I said, intentionally. But I was just on the internet and I was doing a little research on this. There's people actually capitalizing on Ebola by selling masks of Ebola victims to be worn during Halloween. Now, that shows you how wretched society has become. That anybody that has this, I can't even imagine that man that was in Dallas when he, you know, they say he was standing out in front of the apartment. He was thrown up before the ambulance came. The ambulance was even infected, driving around, picking up more people later before they diagnosed what was going on. That being weaponized and able to mutate as rapidly that it's doing, that the other versions that I'm sure that they're just going to release will become airborne. Now, just doing the math and how this is playing out now, that, you know, Honolulu's got a case, and like I said, all these people were exposed before finding out, and with the delay in 20-plus days or so before the symptoms appear, that there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, potentially right now, that are infected. And so, again, the fact that the man who calls himself president, the dictator, has allowed this to come into the United States, that even though he is a, quote, a curse, that what he does or doesn't do, being that he has been given the authority of the United States, that he is held absolutely accountable, not just by us as individuals and citizens of this, of the United States, but of God. Because a godly leader would never allow this to happen. Anybody who really cared about you and me, cared about our children, cared about the United States, the Constitution, would never have allowed it to have come this far. When, like I said, when you analyze something and you find out what is wrong, you go right to the root cause. You nip it in the bud. You take care of it. If you are within your home and there's issues taking place outside, let's say when the chaos happens. Now, if you're in your home, you're going to lock the doors. You should have a firearm. And to leave the door open and to unload your gun while there's riots going on outside, there's people banging on the door wanting to come in, to allow the door to be unlocked and not defend yourself is insane. Absolutely insane. Now, that's the same thing that Obama has done to us. He's left the door unlocked. He's disarmed us. He's literally left the door open, the windows open, and even put a sign out front calling for the mobs, those who are criminals, to come and literally rape us, to assault us, to steal from us, and to destroy the very nature of who we are as U.S. citizens. Now, again, we can go back to Bush and the Bushes and the Clintons. We can go all the way back. Again, like I said, it has nothing to do with Republican, Democrat. All houses are infiltrated. We are at a point where it's finally coming to a head. And so, if you have not been delivered, if you do not believe in Jesus Christ, because Scripture is very clear that those who do not accept Jesus Christ are cursed. Now, you may survive those things that are coming, but that means your spirit will not. And so our spirit lives on. And I willfully choose. Now, I was a sinner. I've done some bad things. I'm not perfect. But I choose to be with God. I choose to have Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I choose to lay hands on others and pray for them to be healed, to be set right, to be clothed in white, to be brought back into their right mind, to have the curses broke off of them. Now, I'm only one person, and since the church hasn't been doing deliverance and even mock me for it, those who are in charge of the churches, you're just as accountable as Obama is for what's happening to this nation and how terrible it will be for those to fall into the hands of a living God. Because we've been commanded through the Great Commission of Jesus Christ to go out into the world and to do this. And we haven't been doing it as a whole. And that means that those things that we've allowed into this country with pornography, with homosexuality, with perversion, with drugs, with atheism, the occult practices, witchcraft into the military, we're literally as a nation reaping what we sowed. But those who persevere, those who repent, those who have been delivered will be able to sustain themselves and move forward in the authority and the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Exodus, the book of Exodus, is a very good example that even though we will be in the midst of it, God will prepare a table before our enemies. And so if you're not right with God, then maybe he's not hearing your prayers, because you may have unrepented sin, you may have open doors, you may have things that are blocking. I call these demonic spirits blocking spirits. They keep you from understanding the truth. They keep you from comprehending the reality. You're not able to do the math. And what makes sense doesn't make sense. And you continue in your iniquity. And so that leads you down to a road of death. Because there's going to be an accountability. God's going to judge his own house first. He's going to do a house cleaning. And we're literally here. This blood moon coming up, I believe in my spirit, is another step forward. There is no coincidences. There is no accidents. This is one step forward. Now, as I mentioned, those who would say that I'm a fatalist, I'm not. And in order to battle against your enemy, to stand against the wiles of the enemy, you need to understand your enemy. You need to understand what he's doing, how he thinks, what weapons they have, what abilities they have, what resources are they, what are their numbers. You need to understand your enemy. And so those who say, well, we shouldn't talk about demons because all you're doing is glorifying them. Boy, I'll tell you what, if that's the way you think, no wonder your life's all screwed up. That means that they've lied to you and that you actually operate in the spirit of fear. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That means that I'm willing to draw the sword and advance forward towards the enemy. Call a spade, it is what it is. If they are demons that are making your life miserable, then call them demons, call them the spirits of what they are. They act out their ugly nature. If they're a spirit of fear, they give you fear. If they're a spirit of perversion, they give you perversion. If they're a spirit of murder, you either be murdered or become a murderer. It's that simple. 1, 2, 3. And so by knowing your enemy, if you're dealing with familiar spirits, if you're dealing with deceiving spirits, if you're dealing with Antichrist spirits, then that's what is going on around you. So by calling into the spirit realm, I say, I come against the spirit of divination in the name of Jesus Christ. You come out of all parts. You will not splinter off. You will not leave anything behind. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out. It is that simple. But you need to be right with God. Because if you're not and you war against Satan, then you're going to get creamed. You're going to get run over. You're going to get beat up really bad. And I see this a lot. So get cleaned up, get healed, get delivered, get right with God, and get ready for the fight. I'd rather go down fighting. I'm not going to stand at the edge of a hole that they made me dig so they can put a bullet in the back of my head. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to fight. I'm going to stand for the less fortunate. I'm going to do the best I can, as long as I can, to heal people, to set them free so they can fight. Because I'd rather have you alongside of me to help me than to be against me. Because who can be against God? Who in the right mind think that they can? Well, we see in the Valley of Armageddon that that is going to take place. But I can assure you, those are going to be absolutely demon-possessed individuals. So don't be one of them. Even if you make it to the end, if you're not right with God, you're going to be a part of the problem, not the solution. Jesus plus nothing. It's that simple. Do the math. All right, I'm out of time. God bless. I hope you got something out of this. I'm going to start picking certain subjects in detail and just post them out there, because there's a lot happening. Again, this is Scott Hintzer. Go to my website, scotthintzer.org. God bless.